Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, and welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Lauren Boyle from the New York-based artist collective DIS. Lauren, along with Solomon Chase, Marco Rosso, and David Toro, began in 2010 with an online magazine that has now become an edutainment video platform that has been described as PBS for Gen Z. So welcome, Lauren, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm going to ask the most obvious question to begin, which is, tell us about the name DIS. What does it mean?
Well, it's not an acronym. DIS is kind of the simplification of our first idea to create an online magazine in which each issue, when we thought we might be issue-based, would be a different DIS word. So like distaste was actually going to be our first issue of the magazine. But the more that it continued to develop and we kept thinking about it, we realized that it didn't really encompass the full scope of the ideas and explorations that we wanted to have. So, you know, when we kept thinking about other words like dystopia and dysmorphia and discussion, discover, all these other dis words, we kind of landed on a prefix. We thought we were going to be like an extremely negative magazine, be like opposite of everything and completely antagonistic, but it didn't really work out that way. We were more interested in alternatives and open doors and new creative practices in the end.
So one other language question I have is edutainment.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me what edutainment means and specifically what it could mean for an installation inside an art museum.
So edutainment is a huge genre. And I think that the term has like come in and out of fashion. It's definitely not in fashion. I think we're trying to make it in fashion right now. But, you know, it's everything from Sesame Street to, you know, an Adam Curtis movie, a documentary, you know, by Adam Curtis, like The Century of the Self or something. It's something that's very entertaining, but informative and educational that can make you smarter while you're also kind of can, like, relax into it in a way. So we were really drawn to this idea that we could create content that had, I think, like a more mass appeal in a way, through video and through these kinds of dimensions of both being entertaining and like catchy, but also smart and investigate things in like more complex ways than your average Facebook video would. For a museum or any institution, I think education departments like need an update, you know, and I think that DIS can come in and kind of provide that by creating not only kind of well-worked themes within them that are kind of tight, but also imagery that's like very eye-catching and not what you would expect.
The aesthetic is very, you know, bubbly, ebullient, it's seductive, but the subject matter is serious.
Yes.
I mean, you're dealing with the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, you're dealing with the economic prospects of millennials or lack thereof. Mm-hmm. So how do you balance the two? What's the relationship between the aesthetic and the seriousness of the content?
We've always used humor as a way of bridging the gap between something that's serious or intellectual with larger audiences. I think it's the most natural way. So pop culture references are used often in our work, always have been, really. You know, we don't really distinguish between mainstream and marginal, you know, culture in the same way that maybe some other people do, I guess. We don't really see a counter culture any longer. It doesn't really exist. So we kind of just like dive into what is popular in a way and cherry pick what we think is interesting for whatever the particular subject is that we're using. So in this case, it was the Night King from HBO's Game of Thrones. And he kind of plays this Wall Street banker who's here not to save us, but to kind of give us a heads up and tell us how we got here, where we are today.
So I was trying to think about how to describe the experience of walking through your show. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a little bit like walking through the screen of your computer with lots of windows open simultaneously.
Yes.
That's my feeling, that I'm in it, I'm in the screen.
I feel like this notion of a kind of hyperlinked existence is something that's really important to DIS, and that's actually how we constructed DIS.art, which is the video platform. So the idea that you can toggle between documentary on MINCOM, which was, you know, Canada's universal basic income pilot program from the 70s, and a video about trolling online and a talk show with a, you know, hugely popular like Twitter personality and just go between these things is kind of, I think, a good way of explaining it.
What exactly is it that you would like Baltimore audiences to get from this installation in the Joseph Education Center in early 2019?
Well, I'd like them to understand that the capitalism that we're living right now, which doesn't necessarily benefit the majority of people, is not the only option possible. This isn't the nature of economics. It's not human nature. It's policy. You know, these are policies that have driven us to this specific point in time where wealth inequality is at a staggering and accelerating pace. So I'd like them to realize that and contemplate what is the real danger of having these kinds of gross inequalities in our society. And the biggest danger is the erosion of democracy. And we're kind of living that right now. The trend report is in. Authoritarianism is coming back, you know, not just here, but in countries all over the world. And that should be of deep and pressing concern to everyone.
Lauren, thank you so much for joining us today. You've been very generous with your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You can see DIS, A Good Crisis, at the BMA through November 17th, 2019. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.